Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, we are going to go mega positive today. And if you don't like that, great. What makes the world go round. But we have a good few matches planned for WrestleMania 39, one of which is just gonna be two big men slapping man meat. A lot of individuals have come out and said, well, I don't particularly care for this match, but I've decided these people are wrong. When I say wrong, I mean you have a different opinion from me, and that's okay. But still, you are massively incorrect. Why? Here's why. So you already know the deal because you've seen the thumbnail and obviously there'll be pictures everywhere, but we are indeed talking about Omos versus Brock Lesnar, and here's the deal. If you go through some of the best WrestleManias from yesteryears, the one that really hit the tippy top heights is when you get a sports entertainment banquet. As far as I'm concerned, that's when wrestling is at its best. You get a little bit of seriousness, you get a little bit of goofiness, and sometimes you just get two warriors and two tanks going kablamo and running at each other. I mean, you can go from the sublime to ridiculous and nobody even blinks an eye. That's why it's better than other sports. You couldn't really get away with it. It's why celebrities are always brought in for the show of shows, because it's meant to be a spectacle, and sometimes that also means having a potential car wreck match. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but everyone always goes, oh, that Vince McMahon, Pat McAfee thing was terrible. Well, I was having a great time, so he must have done something right. I mean, you could even tie this into the real world. Have you seen that Winnie the Pooh horror movie? That should not exist. But I watched the thing, and am I glad that it does? Oh, you bet your ass. And now look, are there better opponents out there for Brock Lesnar at the granddaddy of them all? Of course there is. Even if you wanted to do another thing between him and Bobby Lashley, I suppose that would be ranked higher. But I always have a part of me, this part right here, that's like, well, I've kind of seen it, they've kind of done it. Maybe we should do something fresh at WrestleMania, because that gets my glands tingling. I also just think a lot of this is getting a bad rap, because the same people that are going, wow, I don't want it, also said they didn't want to see Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns, and they said they didn't want to see Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. And that thing, my friends, is a damn masterpiece. Nobody else was going to be able to pull this off other than Sami Zayn, and it's why I think he has climbed the ladder, because everybody involved in wrestling looked to this man and went, holy crap, he's brilliant. And also, when it comes to Brock, what else do we do? He has had a terrific 10 years ever since he did beat The Undertaker back at WrestleMania 30, but we are kind of running out of options now. That's not a problem, that's not a bad thing. That's just called life. Look it up, it's terrifying. But ultimately, he has fallen into this pattern where we just do big moves in big matches and there's German suplexes and an F5, and you're essentially playing WWE 2K23. But given that we enjoy the video games, there should be one wrestler busting all this out. So once again, it has just been big men slapping man meat. Although I actually think it peaked at WrestleMania 33. That Brock Lesnar-Goldberg match that only goes about 5 minutes may be one of the best 5-minute matches ever. I mean, you just lock yourself in and you feel the G's. And I don't want to take anything away from Brock either, because I think in many ways he is one of the best wrestlers ever. Because don't forget what he did with the likes of Finn Balor, AJ Styles or Bryan Danielson. All of that was excellent. So I don't want to ignore that, but when we do remember that WrestleMania 39 is going over 2 nights, and it's going to have probably at least 12 matches. I'm sorry, we can't find a space for Lesnar versus Omos. My ass. And look, it is going to be utter nonsense, but I'm totally cool with that. And of course, you're probably going to go into the comments and say, Simon, we could have had Brock Lesnar versus Gunther. I don't think you're thinking this through. Given their current standing, I do not think that WWE allows Gunther to lose that match. So you want him to have the biggest fight of his career and then lose? What's wrong with you? Because perception is reality and the ring general should be pushed like a mother hubbard. Maybe becoming the guy who goes all the way to take on Cody Rhodes for the WWE title and wins. That's right, I said it. And then do you know what you could do? You could get to WrestleMania 40. You could have the leader of Imperium as the world champion. And who does he take on? Brockus Lesnar. That match then has loads of more weight and flub me sideways. If Gunther wins that one, then he can take all this end of level boss energy that Brock has had for the last decade. And all of a sudden, you've created a brand new Brock Lesnar. So you can't rush this thing. So just go and deal with Omos. And I know that the Stone Cold Steve Austin match was rumored too, but come on now, there's a reason Stone Cold didn't want to do this, because he knows no matter what he tried, he was never going to be able to live up to our expectations, because he still is dealing with a lot of injuries, and well, he's just older now. And I also saw the reaction when it was Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt. Nobody wanted that either. And actually, even I think that would have been silly, because Brock ain't going to sell Bray's spooky wookiness, so it's a waste of time. Wyatt's going to walk out and go, hee-hee-hee, Uncle Howdy. And Brock will be like, hey, ma'am. And he'll tip his cowboy hat. Actually, no, I changed my mind. Give me that. So yeah, who else is there? I mean, Drew McIntyre would work, but we have done that before. And also, I want him in the IC title picture. Sheamus would be an option, but again, just repeat what I just said. And then who? Karrion Kross? That dude would just get squashed. I mean, it seems to me whoever does take on Brock at WrestleMania 39, it's just going to be a one-and-done encounter. We'll have forgotten about it by the time Raw rolls around. The more I consider it, I actually think Omos is the perfect opponent. And who's also to say that Lesnar can't get a good match out of this massive seven-footer? Some people are way too harsh on Omos because he's not some sort of technical king. But have you seen this man? He's an actual giant. There's always going to be some limitations just given his size. But if there's anybody on the roster that can make this cook, it is probably a Brock Lesnar. It is probably a Paul Heyman who's always involved with the Lesnar stuff. And if he does come out smelling of roses, then we have some kind of attraction that we can roll out every few months so people can go, oh my gosh, he's large. Ultimately, this is just a super simple story that you can buy into without turning your brain on. Oh my gosh, Omos is bigger than Brock Lesnar, even though Brock Lesnar is really big. And when they did get together on Raw, and Brock was looking at him, he was basically looking at Omos's nipples. So it's David versus Goliath in reverse, although that makes no sense, and you can just get the popcorn out. And let's not pretend we're not simple folk. You don't want to see Brock Lesnar give Omos a German suplex? Yes, you do. And imagine he gets him up for the F5. I mean, in many ways, that's going to be terrifying. But you know what else is terrifying? Roller coasters. Everybody goes on them. I just don't think there's many unique opponents for Brock at this year's WrestleMania without sacrificing some really good feuds down the line. So let's just be patient here. We should be patient Pauls, because the payoff that we will get in a few months to a year is going to be fabu. So I actually think that we should be happy WWE is doing this. Also, I don't care. If Omos wins, great. If Brock Lesnar wins, great. It makes no difference to my life. Just something random I can enjoy at WrestleMania. Or the colossal tussle. So embrace it, my friends. Watch it with a smile on your face. And remember, life is too short to get super mad at professional wrestling. I mean, it's just guys and girls rolling around in their pants. And if you did that outside, you'd be arrested. And also, you never know. Maybe this surprises all of us. You go into things with a positive mindset. Usually, you get something positive out the other side. Now, please do leave a comment below. And of course, get mad at me. But who cares? I don't care. And hit one of the videos that will be on the screen right now. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to whatculture.com as well, where we'll keep you up to date with WrestleMania. And if you want to come yell at me more directly, it's SimonThe316. If you want to complain, it's WhatCultureWWE. My name is Simon from WhatCulture, and I truly mean this. I am just going to enjoy Brock Lesnar versus Omos, because I think it's going to be absolutely crazy. Also, maybe it's a little bit goofy wrestling, and I want goofy wrestling for life. NWO never thought about that now, did ya?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.